Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. In MLB action, the Guardians will continue their series against Kansas City today at 7:40. The Guards will look to get back on track after falling to the Royals yesterday 6-2. Gavin Williams on the mound for Cleveland. For Cincinnati, they blew a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth yesterday to the Cubs, who came out on top 5-4. They'll have another shot at Chicago today at 7:40. The Reds sit three games back of the Cubs in the Central. In the NBA, Cleveland will begin Game 1 of their series against Detroit at 7. Later on, the Lakers and OKC have Game 1 at 8:30. LA will be without Luka Doncic once again. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan, awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
We got a girthy Tuesday show for you today.
That's what we do on Tuesdays.
It's too much show. I don't like it. We got Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters, 4 o'clock. I haven't seen Jen today.
I haven't seen her either.
I don't think know if she's here.
I thought she told us something yesterday.
When she talks, I don't listen.
I know. We're trying to play ping pong, and she's sitting there in the ping pong cuck chair just yelling things at us, and we're trying to focus. You're supposed to just talk to yourself when you're sitting in that chair.
So I think Jen is going to be here.
I think she's got to stay at home for the water heater guy.
This is
for
such
the second
a scam.
Straight week.
She's got to pick a different fake appliance to break. Because it's been the water heater for the past 2 months.
I'm telling you, you gotta go tankless. You gotta go like Walter White did. You gotta have 20,000 BTUs cooking that liquid in your house.
You got the tankless?
No, but I'm sure you got the tankless.
No, I don't.
Whenever mine breaks again, I'm going tankless. That's it. That's the end for me. It's gonna save a lot of space in the no-no room. Be able to walk around back there a little bit more. That'd be nice too.
Yeah, you
attach it to the wall.
You feel
wall
like you
it.
Can't stroll. No, a lot in,
no,
the, in that room?
No, I was just like, I kind of got sidle in there to get to the washer dryer. We don't have a big no-no room, and we don't have a basement.
Why do you call it a no-no room?
Because it's the guts of the house. You don't want to go in there. The kids don't go in there. There's nothing good to be had.
No-no room to me
means hands
sounds
off.
Like
go
I got
there.
Myself a whore chained up in there. No, no, no. Don't go in there.
Well,
ignore those screams.
Bring out the gimp.
She's hanging from meat hooks. No room.
Don't go a knocking.
Teddy's off today. Reimer's here. How you doing, Reimer?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
So rapid fire 4:30. Reimer will help us out with that. And Timmy time at 5:30. What is the Timmy time this week?
Well, because of yesterday, we've been celebrating the franchise Star Wars this week.
Well, people have.
I did a little man in the office. Boy in the office, if you will, and went around to see how many of our fan personalities can dabble at giving me their best Darth Vader or Yoda impersonation.
Okay.
Good Yoda you have.
Stop it.
We'll see.
Today's Cinco de Mayo. So
there you go. Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
I had my nachos this morning.
This morning?
I said that to Fish. It was like around 11, 11:30.
Okay, that's nachos, lunchtime.
Yeah.
You had nachos last night.
Still some
which
leftover.
Means you had nachos on Sunday.
He is a nacho boy. Nacho, nacho boy.
He's going to be a nacho boy. Nacho, nacho boy.
What do you put on the nachos?
I mix it up between ground beef or chicken and then just cheese on it.
But what was today?
Oh, just ground beef. Ground beef and cheese.
Just cheese?
Yeah.
Reimer, you got to get some more fixins, buddy.
I don't need
Where's the diced onion? Where's the diced pepper?
He's a nacho purist.
Nacho purist?
He
if you're
likes
nacho
to
purist,
taste
you got to add.
The essence. What do you do? You do
Where's
a corn chip or a flour chip?
No, it's corn chip.
Corn chip?
Yeah.
Is it the round?
No, I think I usually do the triangles.
He's like a restaurant style?
Yeah.
He's using a Meyer brand restaurant style tortilla chip. I saint it. It's the blue and white bag. Sometimes I like to go with the yellow corn rounds. That's what I've got at home now.
I do like the rounds. They are very nice.
You got to try out the Sam's Club cilantro fresh salsa. That's a good choice. And then when you get the fresh salsa, so you don't have to waste all that time making your own, that's a good little topping for the nachos. That's going to make Nacho Boy way happier.
I don't need it.
Do you normally make your own salsa?
Try to help.
No, I'm not a huge salsa guy.
I bet you if I made you my summertime corn salsa, you would like it.
Would you stop pushing salsa on him?
It's a corn salsa.
Just let him live. Black bean
and corn salsa. You wouldn't like that? Everything is fresh. I get the corn on the cob.
You shuck it?
I shuck it. I boil it. I shave it off. I cool it. I chill it. Got the lime. Got the kosher salt. Got the fresh cilantro. Maybe I could use some of the cilantro from the Ricordati garden. The Gardenia de Ricordati.
I've never grown cilantro.
You don't do cilantro?
This year, I'm going to do it for the first time.
I figured you were, because you've been doing a lot of herbs. So you are going to have cilantro this year.
I am, but we haven't planted yet. You don't plant the herbs until after Mother's Day. You're asking for trouble.
It'll be ready by the summertime, though.
Oh, it'll come in quick.
Yeah, it'll come in.
I'm expecting a bountiful harvest this year.
Bountiful. You don't sound very much like a man.
I'm not a man. I got those Carolina Reapers that I'm going to be growing in that garden.
Those Toms?
Tom
those
Rapers?
Carolina Toms?
Absolutely. Bo Bishop's going to be there with his... RV. Yeah.
Bo loves to throw the whole family in the RV and head to Wally World.
So happy Cinco de Mayo. You know what? I'm a little upset because for St. Patrick's Day, what you did for Timmy time is you went around the office and...
Don't say
you had everybody do their Irish accents.
Uh-huh.
But today, it's Cinco de Mayo, and I didn't see you going around asking anybody for a little accent for that. Why the double standard?
Why
the double standard?
I guess I just don't know. I guess I didn't think it was the same thing.
All right. Just saying. Hey, we were talking about the Savannah Bananas yesterday and how I will never understand why 102,000 people.
They were doing accents too?
That's why they draw so many people in.
Oh, down south.
You kidding?
Yeah.
Flying that Confederate flag?
Ooh. Baby, the Confederates.
I don't understand the Savannah Bananas, and add something else to the list of things I don't understand, and that is the Met Gala.
Oh, yeah.
It was last night. I'm watching, like, the, what's the proper term? Costumes.
Red carpet or
outfits,
something.
Outfits. Whatever.
Oh, you mean that? Yeah. The outfits?
What do we call it?
The attire? I don't know. Fashion?
It's not fashion. It's dumb.
Yes, it is.
It's dumb.
We're the ones that don't know. We don't understand what's going on.
That's fine.
What about
I'll never understand it.
What about the one party that all the athletes go to on Long Island? Is it the white party?
The white party?
Where everybody wears. I know that sounds like my neighbors from Utah or something else entirely. Something that Bone would attend. No, it's just where they dress in all whites. Everything, head to toe. Joe Burrow was at this, I think, with Jamar Chase. He's been invited every year.
It's Michael Rubin's party.
Rubin.
Who's Michael Rubin?
The Rubinator.
The 4th of July white party in the Hamptons.
Who's Michael Rubin? He invented the sandwich?
Yeah.
He's a guy.
I like how you guys are like, you know what Michael Rubin is?
He's an American businessman.
Okay.
He's a philanthropist. He's an industrialist, bicyclist. Everybody knows him.
And he has a white party.
Yeah, that's right.
Invite only, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Like you and I can't go.
Probably
it's A-listers.
Probably out there in Montauk. Can't get out there.
Maybe
take the train all the way out.
I mean, that's all the way at the tip there, the Montauk.
Past the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Well past the Hamptons.
Right.
You're almost in Nantucket Sound. I think I saw the Downeaster Alexa.
Man, this show's really stupid today, isn't it? We're 10 minutes in, and I want a mulligan.
I hope I don't need one of those tomorrow.
Oh, thanks for showing up tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
Nice. Thanks for showing up.
I'm not allowed to go play a little golfy?
No, I like how the priorities are set here at the radio station.
Oh, so
Rothman's taken off his show so he can go play golf over at Jack's place. You're taking off your highly rated show to go play golf over at Jack's place. And me and Matty Ice will be here to hold down the fort.
Must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice.
I can call it off.
Okay. then do that.
All right.
Dom Tabari's playing out there. Adam King's playing out there. Nicole Sherin's not because she doesn't have a penis. But everybody who has a penis around here seems to be playing out at the golf course tomorrow.
Why is Coco not playing? I've seen women out there before.
She wasn't asked.
Oh, no invite.
No invite. Dom's got to play.
Mm.
Adam's got to play. And the news director's got to play.
Maybe I'll give up my spot, give it to Nicole.
That would be very chivalrous?
Yeah.
Chivalrous of you?
Yeah, chivalrous.
And then you can be on the show tomorrow.
And I'll just come back here to work.
Mm-hmm. Joshua Perry was going to be with me. You can take Joshua, give him to Matty Ice.
Doesn't he already have a co-host?
No.
He doesn't?
No.
He was just set to go solo?
Solo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I think you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
I think you are.
Hey, the thing the Jackets never win is going down tonight. Details next. And my neck hurts.
You got a crick?
I slept on it, man. I got a Don Cricky to end all crickies. I can't turn.
What's Don Cricky doing these days?
I think he's dead.
Dead?
Don Cricky? I think he's dead.
The old Notre Dame voice?
I think.
Oh, no.
My neck is dead. You ever hurt your neck, Reimer?
No, I don't.
No, of course not. You're a young, young man.
Sometimes I get a little kink in it, like when I wake up or something.
Reimer, kink. I got a little cricky, you get a kinky.
You ever do some necking?
You ever
just a neck with the old wife?
You know what, Reimer? I got something for you back at my desk.
Okay.
Somebody gave me something. I'm not going to use it. I'm going to give it to you.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
It was a gift for me. I just want to point that out.
Mm. It's you're re-gifting Boggle.
But I think it's trash, and I'm going to give it to you.
Is it in the original packaging? Has it been opened?
It's a gift card. Oh. I'm not going to go to this place.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to give it to Reimer because I know that he will.
And so you think I'm going to go to this place?
Oh, I know you're going to go.
Oh, okay.
I think I know
where it's to then.
Where is it?
You don't think. Well, you go to Raising Cane's.
Oh, you kidding? I wouldn't be giving that away.
You kidding?
Reimer, get out of here with
goodness,
you.
That'd be done tonight.
I'd leave the show right now.
$50 gift card to Raising Cane's. Ooh, hey.
All right, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on northbound 270 on the east outer belt at US 33. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on westbound 161 after Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40. You only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Hello, it's...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Chances of showers and thunderstorms will be the second half of the day today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the low 70s. For tonight, chances of showers and storms continue pretty likely as we go into the evening and overnight with our lows in the upper 40s. And then for Wednesday, that should taper off late morning, turning mostly cloudy and cooler with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We're going to talk about something that we're sure the Jackets are going to lose tonight. That's in a minute. But first, I want to tell you about our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They're here to help.
Mm-hmm.
They're here to help all the guys because, let me tell you, performance matters in intimate moments. Don't let ED, erectile dysfunction, get in the way. You need function down there. Major functionality. The truth is, most men don't have to live with that anymore. And you might be surprised by how the right treatment can improve your love life. Tri-State Men's Health delivers advanced medical science. She blinded me with science and proven therapies to treat erectile dysfunction.
Blind her with your erection.
Blind her with many things. But that medical science part, some exciting things are happening with our friends there. So go to tristatemenshealth.com. See about that first $99 visit. We got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. You get the TMPSA test. If medically advised, the dose. If that doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They've got an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the day after your appointment.
I apologize. I killed Don Cricky, former Notre Dame announcer, and he's not dead. He's alive, and he's 85.
Very good.
So, hello, Don Cricky. And you know what, too?
It happens.
We always, I do this sometimes. I have it in my head that something lasted a particular amount of time. How long do you think Don Cricky was the radio voice of Notre Dame?
By the way, you're saying that. I'm going to say 9 years.
12 years.
12.
Which, if you would have asked me, yeah. 40 years.
I said 40.
He was banging on there. 12 years. That's it. I worked with T-Bone longer than Don Cricky was the voice of Notre Dame football.
Well, because it's a little bit different. Was Don Cricky, I'm not sure how their media rights deals have been structured. Like, I thought he did some NBC work for them. Am I wrong?
No, he did college football in general for NBC. Okay, yes, I'm sure he did.
College football in general for NBC, but he was the radio voice, and maybe Westwood One had those rights, or maybe they were still part of the Learfield IMG family that seems to have the rights to almost every college property in the country, including Ohio State. So, no, that's interesting. You're right. I would have thought he would have been there for a lot longer than that.
All right, the Jackets are in action tonight. Not really. But tonight is the draft lottery. The Jackets have a 1.5% chance of moving up by winning one of the first two draws. I guess they have multiple draws. I forget how this works every single year.
Yeah, I don't like to think a lot about
the lottery. They just had all the non-playoff teams, and they picked, and there you go. Now they have separate draws.
Separate knobs?
Right. The Blue Jackets can't win it all. The best they can do is get up to number 4. Right now they have the 14th best odds. The worst they can do is drop down to number 16. But because
so
this is the Columbus Blue Jackets, they will finish 16th.
Yeah, they'll get that number 16 spot. They have never won the lottery in their entire existence?
No.
How is that even possible?
It's very possible.
I am telling you this, and I know that it's a hot button issue, but as confusing as this lottery is and all the talking we do in advance of the NBA lottery and all the posturing where teams are still tanking, it doesn't even seem like it's working against what it's set up to prevent. We still have load management, especially in basketball. I just believe if you want to suck that much just to guarantee yourself the first overall pick, I say just let it be what it is. We've had it this way in the NFL for a long enough time. Maybe there's some key differences in the sports that make it a little bit better with football,
but I don't really care in the end. We give dumb people too much credit. The reality is most of these teams aren't tanking.
Right.
They're just bad
and stupid.
They just stink
and they make bad decisions
in
the front office.
They're just stupid. You know, years back when the Browns were browning, and they will brown again soon.
People they will do it again.
Tanking. They're not tanking. They're dumb. The Blue Jackets haven't been tanking for the past 25 years. They've been dumb.
Nobody wants to suck forever. There's not really anything good that comes from being in the bottom of the league just so you can maybe get one of those transcendent players. And then if it does happen, I just think it's weird how, Reimer, you would know this more than me off the top of your head. What was the situation with the Dallas Mavericks and how they were able to sneak in and swoop in and pick up Cooper Flagg?
How they got Cooper?
Yeah, they weren't supposed to be in that spot, right?
No, I mean, they definitely lost a lot of games towards the end to kind of increase their chances, but they still weren't in the bottom five of
not
the
even
worst
in the
records.
Not even in the bottom five.
Yeah.
And then they wind up with that guy. And then if they get guys that are healthy, I mean, they obviously had Anthony Davis on their roster at that point after they traded Luka Doncic away. But I would rather keep this simple. And the worst teams, you just go in reverse order the way that the NFL does it. It's simple. Do it that way.
Yeah, and you know what? I hear all these anti-tanking rules and regulations. The NBA is going to try something different. I forget what it is off the top of my head, but it's never going to fix.
I think it's like the top three picks have now less odds to get the top three
picks. I know,
picks.
But can I tell you what you do?
Mm.
If you really want to eliminate tanking, you're not going to eliminate stupid, all right, and bad. That's never going away. But if you truly want to eliminate tanking, then you tie revenue sharing to the final standings. Like they do in European soccer and in Formula One.
You do with bonuses deeper in the NCAA tournament or what have you.
The more money you receive from the pool.
Boy, what a crazy notion that is.
If you are continuously garbage, then you will receive no revenue sharing. What's that going to do? Well, first of all, it's going to mean that your franchise will be desperate to get some players in the offseason so they're competitive,
mm-hmm.
right? And eventually what it'll do is it'll force bad owners to sell. You know, and sometimes that's what needs to be done.
We can only hope that it will. And then again, if you do happen to get a franchise-changing type of guy, maybe that will kickstart one of these dumb franchises into doing it right. Because the people that I really am thinking of the most is the fans, is the people that live in that area, grew up cheering for a certain team, and they have to deal with mediocrity forever. It's one thing to be kept out of that chance to get a number one overall pick, but you live in this place like where we've been with the Columbus Blue Jackets for all of eternity. We're just sort of stuck in this neutral position. We've made a couple of postseasons, but we haven't really been able to build anything or get some real momentum. If you were able to get a Connor Bedard type of guy or a Connor McDavid, what that might do for a franchise like the Blue Jackets, but they've never been able to touch that.
The universe
and I'm not making
would
excuses
not allow
for
that to
no,
happen.
It wouldn't.
Okay.
Feels like we can't have great things.
Because in my universe, let's say Connor McDavid magically fell in our lap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
In that universe where that happens to the Blue Jackets, people believe in alternate dimensions, maybe in small alternate dimension. The Blue Jackets won the draft lottery that year, and they drafted Connor McDavid. Mm. Also, in that alternate reality, Connor McDavid, right after the draft, announced that he had leukemia and never played again. That's what would happen to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
That was it. I thought he was just going to turn out to be some terrible player that never developed into anything resembling Connor McDavid.
Even worse.
Never even played.
No. Nothing.
And it was something tragic, too.
Yes.
Man.
Oh, that poor franchise.
Yeah,
they lost out on Connor McDavid.
Yeah, so what pick are we going to wind up with? 10?
16.
11?
That's what I just told you.
It's going to be that.
The worst they can do is 16. They will end up with 16.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that bad, but it'll be bad.
Utah had the 14th best odds, and they moved up all the way to number 4. Do you think the Blue Jackets will do that this year?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
I think they've already done it.
It's at 7 tonight,
no,
right?
No, but I think they've actually already done the thing, though. They're going to unveil everything.
Well, if they are, they're lying, because this says that they'll be drawn live for the second straight year.
See, I thought they drew
7 o'clock
earlier,
tonight, May the 5th be with you.
And then they locked everybody in the room and didn't let them leave.
It's in Secaucus.
Well, Secaucus?
In Jersey.
Mm-hmm. You ever been to Secaucus?
No.
It's lovely there.
Yeah.
Got a timeshare.
What'd you do?
I did.
You did not have a timeshare in Secaucus.
Pontooning.
No pontooning in Secaucus.
They got little lakes, little ponds. Ryan Day spoke with our friend Bo Bishop today. You will hear from the coach coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to a crash that's on the left shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at Hamilton Road, and another delay due to an accident that's on northbound 270 on the east outer belt at 33. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I gotta take some medicine.
You need some pills?
My neck is just killing me.
I don't want to see you take any more pills, though. You're always, always taking the ibuprofen.
Don't get me started.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you referring to?
Get me started. You're addicted to ibuprofen.
I'm addicted
every
to ibuprofen?
Day you're at my desk. Oh, can I have some pills? By the way, God forbid you buy your own Advil. What am I, just your pharmacy counter?
Oh, I'm sorry. I took you for a nice guy. I took you for a guy that if I had a headache, you might bum me a couple of ibuprofens every now and then. Reimer, you ever had an ibuprofen?
No, not really. I have, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not one of those anti-pill guys?
No. Actually, I had to take some from Saturday's 3-on-3 tournament. I was very sore the next day.
Oh, by the way,
I bet you did, Reimer.
Have to discuss
I heard
the disgraceful performance.
That's
calling it lightly.
Looky here. When you choose to go out and, first of all, there was no call placed to yours truly.
You know, you weren't asked to play on the team.
The best sharpshooter that we've got around here. You know, when we talk about the office basketball, that's another story. I know that's different, but I mean, there's one guy that's had like, you know, 7 or 8 perfect scores of 21. I see you guys just throwing bricks up left and right. There's a reason why the Papa Shot hoops are broken, because we've got a lot of brick laying over the years here. Reimer and Tyvis, and now Cole and Zeke have come along. We've got a guy back here. Poor Eric keeps buying rims from China. They get sent out here, and he, you know, brackets them up himself. He shouldn't have to do that. Shoot with more touch, and then he wouldn't be breaking his back. So you go out there for the 3-on-3 tournament. I wasn't called. And then what happens? These guys start off 0-3, and I'm asking Cole. I'm saying, okay, so we're playing to 21 by 2s and 3s. I get that. All you got to do is take it to the 3-point line. This isn't even half court. It's just true, honest 3-on-3. Get it to the 3-point line and go back. He said they're gassed after 3 minutes. They're sucking wind.
Ridiculous.
Like, Reimer, look at you.
Embarrassing.
Cole, look at you. There's nothing there. You're 6'4", 171 pounds. You can run like the wind. And then you're losing 21-5, 21-6.
What was Tyvus' problem?
He's been
yakking about how he's a superior athlete.
He didn't even show up for the opening tip.
What do you mean he didn't show up?
The coach was late.
He missed the first game.
What was the excuse?
We were supposed to play at 12:15, but they canceled that game.
Was he getting a haircut with Todd Monken?
Maybe. But I did call him before, like, we were getting ready to go on. Be like, hey, where's our coach at? And he was like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And I was like, okay. And then get through the first game.
What an embarrassing display.
I did hear that in game four, it's already done. The embarrassment had already set in. They were playing some older dudes.
Yep.
Like, you were playing guys that were what, in their 40s?
Yeah.
Mid-40s?
Yeah.
Pushing 50,
about
maybe?
About that, yeah.
So the true, like, the OGs, the YMCA crowd.
Absolutely.
Goggles, knee pads,
and
all that stuff. And they're down 11-2 in this game. Tyvus has to call a timeout.
This dude banked in two threes from the top of the key that were just straight line drives. I was just like, I mean, I can't do anything else about that.
There's a thing called,
my hand was up.
There's a thing called a closeout.
My hand was up to
me. Hands up. Make him shoot over the top.
That was
affect the shot.
That was Tyvus' best coaching adjustment of the day.
And so he calls
a timeout, and he goes, are you guys done judging a book by its cover? And we're like, okay, then.
He left it at that.
And we won 21-13.
You went on.
I scored him to 19-2.
A 19-2 run
after you were humiliated in the first three games
to go 1-3 in the 3-on-3 tournament when you're representing the Fan brand.
You know who would be embarrassed by your performance? Ryan Day would be embarrassed. Fine head coach of Buckeye football. He paid a visit to Bo Bishop today. Bishop and friends, 10 to noon. Nope. That's not the time of the show.
That's 9 to noon.
I'm apparently Bo's wife now.
What time are you guys on today?
She thinks it's 10 to noon.
Well, it started off as 10 to noon.
What is it, a two-hour show?
It was back in the days where we were reconfiguring after Mike and Mike and Colin Cowherd. That's how those time slots came to be.
Thanks, Timmy.
Why?
Thanks a lot.
Why?
No, it's good.
Why do you got to say it like
just give
that?
Give me some pills. So here is Ryan Day talking about his son, RJ Day, and his recruiting.
I can't believe it's just about over. You know, we spent so much time together, and that's probably been the blessing of this whole process that I probably wouldn't have had if I chose another profession. But my favorite thing has just been watching him trace what he loves. He's obsessed with it. His growth, on a monthly basis has been tremendous. And so, yeah, I'm hoping by the time we get to the summer, he knows where he's going. But you can't bring that up in our house. It's almost like we just don't talk about it because I don't want to hear about it. Certainly my wife doesn't want to hear about it. So we're just going to act like it's not going to happen.
So RJ Day right now is a 3-star prospect. 5'11", 203 pounds. Quarterback at DeSales. And we've been hearing about some of the interest that he's getting. And it's been funny because, you know, Brian Hartline has thrown out an offer at South Florida. And what was the latest one we heard? In the Big Ten, Northwestern.
Yeah, Northwestern.
Chip Kelly, who is at Northwestern now, threw an offer out there as well. But look, I bet this is very emotional for Ryan, you know, being a quarterback guy and having the job that he's had. I'm sure that has made, it's probably been an interesting life growing up for RJ, especially as Ryan Day has gone through some of the tumultuous times that we know about, where we've had to sit here and be very critical of what was going on over there. And that had to be tough to quiet the noise at times. But credit to RJ, he's got a path of his own, loves playing the game. He's going to go out there and hopefully play college football somewhere. So we can't wait to see it.
All right, one more, and you can listen to the full interview. Just subscribe to Bishop and Friends and their podcast. Just search for them wherever you get your audio. But here is Ryan Day talking about fixing the issues in college football, specifically the college football calendar.
What we're doing is we're having a hard time putting all of these issues and looking at them through one lens. I think they're all happening in sort of like silos, is the best way to put it. You know, whether you have the portal, when that opens, you have the amount of teams that are in the playoffs, you have the calendar itself. So you add all those things together, boy, it makes for kind of a crazy December and January. So I think one of the things that, you know, I'm going to keep trying to challenge everybody, and we go to our Big Ten meetings here in a couple of weeks, is like we need to make these decisions with all of those things in mind, not just individual decision. I think there's a lot of thoughts out there about all of these issues, but to me, like, we need the season to be over before we start going down the portal of figuring out who our next team is going to be and our next roster is going to look like. But it is what it is right now. And so, yeah, during that time period, we are looking for those connections and making sure these guys understand what it means to be at Ohio State.
Yeah, there's a model out there.
Man, that's another great editing job. I'll tell you what.
Oh my God.
We can play some 3-on-3 basketball. We can edit some sound, huh? Who did that, Reimer?
That was not me.
Who did that, Reimer?
That was not me. I'm not sure who it was.
Who's the producer of Bishop and Friends? I think it starts with a Baker. No pants.
I think that's done intentionally now.
The clip's in his pants.
Just to piss me off.
What was that?
I don't know.
We had Bo starting his next question.
By the way, here's something just for you. Aaron Bradshaw, your favorite guy, my favorite guy.
Yeah, how's he
doing?
Former
Buckeye. He played last season at Memphis.
Is he ready for the big time now?
Well, he is because he's transferring to his fourth destination.
Right.
In 4 years. He's
going to North Carolina? Kansas?
Tennessee State.
Oh!
So, here's what happened. So, you start at Kentucky, and then you come to Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then you go to Memphis, and now you're at Tennessee State. And the people at Tennessee State are saying, this is the best, like, portal guy they've ever gotten.
Oh, just wait.
They handed out some Arby's coupons to get Aaron Bradshaw. I said Ahmed Bradshaw. You wish it was Ahmed Bradshaw.
Ahmad Bradshaw, the Giants running back?
Yeah.
New York Giants running back?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic player.
He'd be a better paint player than Aaron.
Who do you think would be a better college basketball player right now? Aaron Bradshaw or Beanie Wells? Beanie used to tell me that he could go out and get me 10-5 in an NBA game. And he'd be able to do it. He'd be able to scrap his way to it.
Oh, with a
straight face. Like he really, really believed it. A lot of these athletes, they do. We've caught some of that delusion from Tyvus. You know, you've seen it.
Well, I've seen it.
Yeah, he speaks that way, and there's a look in his eye too, where you can tell that he's serious about some of this stuff.
He could have backed that up on Saturday and chose not to.
Man.
So he didn't play at all.
Nope.
He just coached.
I think that was a choice.
I think it was too.
Yeah. I think that was a, I'm going to protect myself.
Not his decision.
From myself.
Yeah. Not his decision? You think the wife made the decision for him?
I'm just saying.
Mrs. Powell? I mean, they got a baby coming, so I mean.
Man, how
that's right,
great
number
would that
three.
Be? The wow. baby's born on the same day he tears his Achilles.
Sorry, honey. Can't help with the diapers.
Inside the Buckeyes, coming up next, Colin Van and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for traffic slowing down on eastbound 70 on the east side at Hamilton Road. We've got a vehicle fire there that's blocking the left lane. And there's an accident on the right shoulder of westbound 70 on the west side at Wilson Road, causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest, featuring two all-new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world-famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check it out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Eric Reeser and T-Bone stage the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971theRace.com.
Hi, I'm Pat.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. They will talk to Ryan Shazier, Buckeye legend, at 8:30. Bishop and Friends, 9 a.m. to noon.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was the first part I had a problem with.
What first part?
I thought it started at 10. 9 a.m. 9 a.m. to noon.
You just did that one.
Yeah,
did that one back there. By the way, Ryan Shazier, haven't heard from him in a while. It'll be fun to catch up with him.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News. He does something. Covers something.
Yeah, covers football.
Yeah?
Yeah, football guy.
I just learned today the Sporting News is still around.
Sporting News Radio.
I worked there.
And look at you now.
Look at me now. And on this program tomorrow, it's Good Clean Wednesday. Leather Jacket Time with 10 TV's Nicole Sheeran. And not name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, because Rimmer is
in Aruba?
Europe. No.
Oh, is he doing that? Did he go to Italy as well?
He's doing, I want to say,
cruise?
Greece and Italy. And
ooh.
The whole shebang. 2 weeks he's going to be gone.
Man. Well, that's going to be fun for Rimmer.
Coming home and doesn't body bag.
Doesn't want to do the long distance phone call,
he's
I guess.
He's not comfortable with the connection. Apparently he's going to be at sea when our show's going on.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to do it if he can't do it right.
All right, Inside the Buckeyes. Let's do that.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
All right, Mikey, we talked last week about it, and the Ohio State men's tennis team is smoothly sailing on through the NCAA tournament to the Super Regionals, which they will host again. I like these Olympic sports where they give these benefits to you if you perform well in the regular season. I also like this, and I know Reimer's with me too. If we're talking about small conference college basketball, give some kind of incentive, because we're in a system where only one team gets in. You get to host your conference tournament. I like seeing this in the NCAA tournament in some of these other sports as well. That's a big reason to perform well all throughout the regular season, where Ohio State men's tennis, again, we said last week, they've done just about everything that you can done and accomplished about everything you can accomplish under Ty Tucker except win the national championship. So here we go. It's another great opportunity for them to do so. They get to host these next two rounds. They took down Buffalo 4-0, and they took down California 4-0 at home this past week to get there. Led by guys like Aiden Kim.
My guy.
He beat up on Frederick Lekno Wazutski.
Oh, I don't like him.
6-1, 6-3.
I don't like him.
And how about Nikita Phelan? He won 6-2, 6-3 over Bernardo Monk Mesa.
You say he's feeling it.
Oh, he be feeling it. And that was his 18th straight singles match victory. Red hot. So they take the hot streak into Friday. Like I said, Super Regionals, they host it. It's right here in Columbus. You should head on out there and cheer these guys on, where they take on number 14 ranked Fishies Fighting Illini, 4:30 on Friday afternoon. Women's tennis, they kept pace, got the job done as well. They beat Youngstown State 4-0. They blanked Notre Dame 4-0. Now they will host Super Regionals Saturday at 1 at the Hour Tennis Complex against Gloria Vanderbilt. They win that, and they're also one victory away from the Final Four. Little baseball coming at you. kind of mentioned this on the show yesterday, but the Buckeyes got hot again. I didn't think that they would do this against Nebraska. Tyler Danberg, the voice of the of Buckeye baseball, informed us that they were boasting Jamie Moyer's son. Now, I thought Jamie Moyer's son would be in his 40s by now, but he's not. He's there. He's a junior at Nebraska. He's 6'1". He's a 195-pound outfielder, tremendous-looking athlete, hitting over 400. But the Buckeyes, they swept the number 16 team in the country.
They've been playing much better this season, Timmy, and it's all thanks to Bob Todd.
You and Bob Todd, you got a love affair with some coach from the 60s, man. So they're 24-21, and they're 13-11 in Big Ten play. Again, wildly better than anything that they did last year in Justin Hare's
first
year.
They won 14 games all of last season.
You'd be right. And so they're way ahead of pace, and they were well under 500 in Big Ten play. And congratulations to Mason Eckelman. He's getting rewarded for his play. Big Ten Player of the Week. Well done. Hit 600, six hits, three dingers, a triple and a double, seven RBIs, and scored four runs. I believe I did say last week I'd probably like to go out to the ballpark tonight. These Tuesday nights when they're playing a non-conference team, that's a good night to go and take the fam out there, check out some Buckeye baseball. I know there's some
possible weather. Tonight,
yeah, there's some Stormy Daniels in the area.
I think it got canceled tonight.
So we're already canceled?
Yeah.
So hopefully they will give that deal again. Tyler tells me it's a 6-1-4 night. You know what that is, Rhyme Time?
The area code of Columbus.
You know what that means for the promotion? You get a $6 ticket. You get a $1 hot dog.
Ooh.
$4 brewskis.
Oh.
How about that, right? How about that? That's a deal. Hey, I got a clip here for you from that Ryan Day interview.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. I've looked at it. It's been edited already.
Okay.
So Coach Day was on with Bishop and Friends this morning, and he reflected on 10 years. How about that? A decade at Ohio State, and projected the future a little bit.
It goes fast. It goes fast. Yeah, I didn't even think about where it was and where it is right now. It's amazing. So my question is, where is it going to be in 10 years from right now? I'm trying to project that out the best way we possibly can. It is where we need to go. But to your point, like you said, on the field is on the field. And it still comes down to players. It comes down to who's going to come together. That's what the summer is all about for us. It's coming together as a team, offense, defense, special teams, creating a chemistry because, you know, we're going to get challenged this year. There's no question about it. I mean, you look at the schedule that we have ahead of us. We're going to have to win games in the fourth quarter this season. We're going to learn a lot about ourselves. And we push through this schedule. You know, we'll be playoff ready at the end of the season. But this summer is going to be critically important on how we start the first half of the season.
So Ryan Day, 82-12. Going into 2026. Of course, he's not in his 10th year as the head coach, but 10 years being at Ohio State. 3-0 in the interim when Urban was going through his investigation in 2018, got that big win against TCU, and then it was off to the races. 13-win season in 2019. I think we remember that one and only loss where we really were the better football team. But that's not how sports works. Shot ourselves in the foot a lot, lost that game to Clemson. But there's never been a season outside the pandemic year where he hasn't reached the 11-win total, and 82-12, 55-5. In the Big Ten Conference as it sits right now.
What is going on behind the scenes here at the radio station? We'll find out because it's See You Next Tuesday with Jen Winters coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 25-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on southbound 315 at I-70. Expect it to move slow from Kinnear Road. We also have a slowdown due to a crash on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt at 33. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawlspace repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. In MLB action, the Guardians will continue their series against Kansas City today at 7:40. Gavin Williams on the mound for Cleveland. For Cincinnati, they'll have another shot at Chicago today at 7:40 with Andrew Abbott on the mound. And then the NBA, Cleveland will begin game one of their series against Detroit at 7. For NFL news, the New York Giants have agreed to a two-year, $12.5 million contract with veteran defensive tackle DJ Reader. In LIV Golf, two-time major champion John Rahm is trying to escape from the LIV Tour as the league attempts to find more funding. Rahm said he has multiple years left on his contract with LIV and doesn't see a way out. This update sponsored by Green & Sons. Find your next Kubota tractor at Green & Sons, located in Mount Sterling, north of Marysville, and online at greenandsons.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Well, my day just got better. Why, you say? Well, because Jenny's here and she brought Baby Yoda with a sombrero. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
And to you as well.
And yesterday, may the 4th be with you.
Yes, and to you as well.
And also with you.
And also with you.
You're a big Star Wars gal, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, she be. Yeah.
And you
she
know
be.
What? To be a fan of Star Wars, you don't have to dress up like a Star War to be a fan of Star Wars.
But
that's what you said yesterday. And
something
that just
tells me that you have dressed up.
Well, I put a clone trooper helmet on. That's what Matt has, a clone trooper helmet.
Is that for hibbity dibbity time?
No, it was just for me just running around the house being an idiot. I'm like, I'm casual clone trooper.
Anything we can do to cover our wives' faces, right?
Right. Because, you know, hey, let's do this backwards doesn't work very well.
It's because, pretended there's somebody else.
What do they call that? Reverse cowgirl? Is that what that's called?
You know what? I didn't have that one on the bingo card today, rhyme time. I didn't have that one today.
What do we call that one? We call that reverse cowgirl is what we do.
That's what we call it. That's all I've heard. I don't know.
That's right.
About any of that.
So, Jen, I missed you today because
I know.
Did a little in the office.
Yeah.
And we got everybody's Darth Vader and Yoda impersonations.
Just take a listen to that
at 5:30.
She can do it now.
That's right. I don't have the sheet with my quotes. You don't even need a sheet of quotes, though, do you?
Luke, I am your father.
That's it?
Luke. I'm not James Earl Jones.
Who's your favorite Star Wars character?
None of us are.
My favorite Star Wars character.
Oh, that'd be the Mandalorian because it's played by Pedro Pascal.
I mean, that's probably. Right? Well, I also like Andor. Also a hot Latino man who can get it.
Who's that?
That's, why did his name just come out of my head?
Was that Diego?
Diego Luna.
Diego Luna.
Diego Luna. That's Diego a nice name. Luna. I don't know who he is, but I like his name.
You'd know him if you seen him.
Yeah, you know him.
No, I wouldn't. Why do people say that to me?
Did you watch Narcos Mexico?
I don't watch anything. Unless it's on the History Channel. Unless
like
it's
Dad.
Adam Richman telling me a 10-minute story.
Adam Richman's on.
Oh, he's all over those shows, man.
I thought he was canceled.
Man versus Food and he was canceled.
No. First, he's back.
He's back
from the
but
future.
Why, though?
No, Doc, I'm back.
He's back.
Oh,
that whole Finspiration thing that blew
but he
over.
Gained, did he? I saw him recently. He's gained some weight back.
Oh, he gained it all back.
Oh, he gained it all back.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. He lost the weight? I always pictured him at like a deuce 50, 260, 270 ish. Is he like bigger than that? Is he gigantic?
No, he's not. I want to say he's close to three bills.
Three bills.
Yeah. Oh.
But all I right. had no idea he was on the History Channel.
Who has like a celebrity who's lost weight and they never gained it back?
Al Roker.
Al Roker, that's a good call.
Yeah. He's got the...
But his head is still like large, which
what?
I think is... His head is still kind of big.
It is?
Like Al Sharpton
Al
was the
Sharpton
same
just
way.
A walking broomstick but, with skin.
But his head is still large. That's what I've noticed.
But Carney Wilson lost the weight and then gained it back.
Yeah.
And John Popper lost the weight and gained it back.
Oh.
And
but a lot of times,
Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill lost the weight and gained it back.
Do you know, do you watch Top Chef?
Didn't know
have
that.
You ever watched Top Chef?
I haven't watched it in years.
Tom Colicchio.
Did he lose weight?
Yeah, and he looks weird. He looks really weird because it's just like
he was never super fat.
He wasn't, but he just looks sickly with it. So I don't know. Hopefully he's not sick. I'm not going to sit here and start, you know, rumors or anything like that. But yeah, he looks really weird.
A lot
you
know of what times, I think though,
happened to him?
Hmm.
Reverse cowgirl.
Now, if that were a dish, what would it be?
The reverse cowgirl?
Yes, if that was something that was on the dinner menu.
It's like Tex-Mex, right?
I love Tex-Mex.
It would have to be Tex-Mex.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cowboy, yeah. Cowgirl type of thing.
If you want to go out tonight, it's amateur hour.
It is.
You know, all the idiots, all the suburban people be out there. Yeah, let's have margaritas! But the real time to go out is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
For Tex-Mex.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the, you know...
Or just make it at
Nextdoor.com people.
I don't want Tex-Mex. I want authentic Mexican is what I want.
Or just celebrate it every day like me.
There you go.
You think you
breakfast
want
nachos.
Authentic Mexican, and you'd be wrong. Because most of the things that you enjoy are Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
What about like a Cuco's? That's
everything
more Tex-Mex?
That you enjoy is Tex-Mex.
What about an empanada?
I'm going to stab about, you with this
what,
ballpoint
what
pen.
About a Puffy Tinga taco?
I don't like it when you say Puffy Tinga.
What about?
I got her saying reverse cowgirl. I got you saying Puffy Tinga. I'm never going to get out of this damn segment.
Sex.
And you're egging him on now.
I know. It's fun, though.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it just because you said that.
What is going on behind the scenes here at the radio station?
You guys, I think the store is actually going to flip and happen.
Oh, the fan store?
Yes.
So we're working on some new designs.
Yes. So I have... I think I got what you wanted, and I think it's going to look good. And then I've
Did
got...
Did we alter it a little bit?
Yes, I added...
Put like
you,
a little image?
Yes.
Okay.
I
right,
added
good.
That, and so I will send that over to you, or I can just show you on my phone. We have a shirt that's done for... I hope T-Bone and Tyvus like it. I have a great idea from Baker for the Bishop and Friends. I have a Morning Juice shirt, and then so all I need is a Buckeye show... And a Rothman and I shirt. Yeah.
So are we looking for ideas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
What would a good Rothman and I shirt be?
I mean, it could just be like a cannon.
maybe it could be like Rothman and I sharing a sit on a couch together.
With no
and
pants.
And Rothman's got like his pizza sweats on. And Roth and Ice has no pants on.
Ice just has it dangling down.
We could pixelate it. But what about Cole? Should we include Cole?
Well, what about him?
Oh.
We got a window. There's a window right behind the couch with a doofus looking into the room as they're sitting.
Mean.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Like Conan peering in the window.
Oh, hello. Oh,
I want to do a too hot shirt for Teddy.
We did one years ago.
I know, but I would like to. Do another
again?
One.
But I'm just saying, it didn't sell well.
Oh.
That's because we didn't market it right.
No, we did. We said, buy this too hot shirt. They said, no, that's stupid.
Doing good, Mike.
Oh, okay.
What about doing good, Mike?
So much for that.
Doing good, Mike. I feel like we need something else.
For Teddy?
No, something else with that shirt. Can we get maybe Trestle to sign off? Oh. On using his likeness for the shirt?
I mean, if he signed off on an aviator's bobblehead.
That's a great point.
That's what I mean.
He was there.
But he's the governor now, so doesn't that become
governor,
like...
He's not the governor,
lieutenant governor. Does that become like community property? Like,
no,
his
I
image is out there for all to use?
It's not like the happy birthday song.
No, that's too bad.
What about like a peace, love, dope shirt?
No, that's...
You don't know. You don't know.
Stop
it's
it.
It's one of our Field of Dreams lines.
It's not.
We like to say.
It's just,
maybe switch the samples.
Switch the samples. Yeah.
I got one.
Huh?
You're going out to Jack's place tomorrow. You're going out to the Memorial Media Day. Okay. What is the thing with Jack Nicklaus that we love the most here in the office?
You know what that thing is. It's an image.
Yes. The cover of the memorial. What are we calling that?
It's a media guy. Right. Yeah, memorial media guy. Last, has a picture of Jack and Barb.
Hi.
So Barb is front and center, and then Jack is sort of like lurking over her shoulder.
Very Gollum
ass. Yeah, how are you? It's Jack's Andy Serkis now?
Yes.
How are you, honey? Yeah, you're front and center. I'm just going to lurk behind you.
If by some miracle, because Jack's going to be out there tomorrow. Timmy, you're going to be there. If you can get Jack to recreate that photo with you.
With me.
With you as Barb.
So I'm Barb?
And then Jack's behind you.
Oh, hey, it's Timmy.
If you can get that, we could sell the crap out of that.
There is no...
And that would be worth the lawsuit from
totally
Jack.
Would. God, I don't even know.
We could donate some of the proceeds to, like, the Nationwide Children's Hospital.
Absolutely.
Like they do with the teddy bears during the memorial.
Great. That's great.
If there was any chance that I could offend Jack by that, it would crush me. But what would I try to do it without even telling you? Like, hey, like, just a good idea I have. Like, I'm going to get in front here. Like, you just put your hands on my shoulders. Like, I'm... Just look at the
reverse
camera there.
Cowgirl.
Yeah, tell Jack. Jack, have you heard of the reverse cowgirl?
That's what I'd like for you to do.
I invented it.
In this
I invented it. There was only regular cowgirl until I came around.
That's why no one's going to break his major record.
Jesus. Where am
Sorry,
I?
Sorry, Mom.
You want to get out of this segment.
Oh, baby.
You want to be my latex salesman.
Cinco de Mayo and may the 4th be with all.
And
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Hey, the Big Ten ACC Challenge could be coming back.
Yeah.
Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 15-minute delay due to the left lane being blocked on eastbound 70 on the east side at Hamilton Road. It is moving slow from Livingston Avenue. There's also stop-and-go traffic causing a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft & Oak. Show her you see her. The late nights, early mornings, all the little things. She sees it. This Mother's Day, show her you see her. Ashcroft & Oak. Because she's worth it. Shop today at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Burn.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It's going to be a wet night across central Ohio with rain into early Wednesday morning and then turning drier after 5 a.m. on Wednesday. Even some sunshine coming out during the day. Highs in the upper 50s. Sunny and dry on Thursday. Upper 50s on Friday. Some sunshine early. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High temperatures around 60 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, low T low testosterone. Mm,
yeah.
That's a thing, baby.
Oh, felt it.
Once dudes start to get in their early to mid-30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every single year.
Shit.
And as we get older, I mean, not as we get older, as time passes, this is becoming an issue for younger and younger men. Maybe you're not even in your 30s yet because of all the, you know, microplastics that we got in our water and stuff like that.
Mess you up.
Right. It clogs up all your pipes and plumbing and makes
the arteries.
Makes you feel sad. So I want you to be stronger in the gym. I want you to be sharper at work. And I want you to be better in the bedroom. Be more confident in every part of your life. Go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They're going to test your testosterone. They're going to test the test. They're going to tell you your number. And if you're like me, they're going to say, you are borderline a woman.
So what are you going to do about it?
They give you a nice little shot in the ace.
Oh, my God.
And then you have vigor.
Makes you go, ooh, just like that.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh.
Call
makes you kind of jump up.
800-900-9654 or visit tristatementshealth.com.
And .com.
.com. Promo code.
Ooh, ooh. Before we go on, people have been asking me, what gift card did you give to Rhyme Time? That was about an hour ago. Just off the start of the show, you said,
I'm not going to tell what gift card I gave.
You're not?
No, because I said I wouldn't go and it's trash. So why the hell would I?
I didn't believe you said it's trash.
I think I did. I think I said, I'm not going, but Rhymer will go.
Mm.
And was I right? Will you go?
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, there you go. So now I gave him a little $50 gift card.
So it'll be our little secret.
It's our little secret.
A little mystery place where Rhyme Time likes to frequent, and you're not going to find Common Man dead there.
It's the new Plain City strip club called Scabs.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoying the golf scene out there, Rhymer? A couple of good tracks I like to play out in those.
I've just been out once to the Ridge Golf and Gardens.
Oh, the Ridge.
And I loved it. It was really nice.
The Ridge is great. Old Darby Creek, that's a place I love to frequent. They got the best hot dog fixins bar in all of Central Ohio Golf. It's got everything right there. They got like 20 toppings you can throw on a hot
dog.
What
kind of toppings are we talking about?
Name me a topping. Name it.
Grilled onion?
Yeah. Name another one.
Fritos?
Yes. Name another one. Yes. They got it.
I think this is the hot dog golf course.
Korean mayonnaise?
They'll fly it in.
Got the QP?
Yep.
Isn't that the Korean mayonnaise? The QP?
I don't know.
It could be.
You ever been to Korea, Rhymer?
No, I have not.
Do you have a Samsung TV?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What's the better Korea, North or South?
I don't know.
North is very scenic in the spring.
Oh.
Yeah.
I will say, when I played at the Ridge, I felt like I was playing in Scotland. It was very windy.
Oh, yeah. Windy out there today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's almost ripping my toupee off.
It's like West Texas this past month here. It is. Wind's just ripping around. Your hair, by the way, every day, every single day.
Looking good, huh?
It just looks more luscious.
Samantha put like 10 pigtails in it last night.
She did?
I was her guinea pig.
She was tying it off with the little hair twisties or whatever?
We had one of Kristen's friends come over last night, so I had a 9-year-old and a 29-year-old doing my hair last night as I just sat there and looked like I wanted to die.
What'd you have yesterday?
We picked up some pizza. Well, Monday pizza, which is a rare thing.
Mm.
But I like when we get last-minute visitors on Monday because that means Mikey get pizza.
Of course. I could eat pizza 3 times a week, even still. Even after Pizza Madness and all that.
Oh, absolutely.
I've still been.
Rhymer, you ever had
I've
any
still
pizza?
Been touring the countryside.
You ever had pizza before? I have, yes. Yeah, it's very delicious.
Very good, huh?
Like a pepperoni pizza?
Oh, yeah. Pepperoni, I'll do some meat lovers sometimes.
It's a little heavy, though, if you get too much meat on your pizza.
There's never too much meat.
I limit my pizza to 3 toppings. That's really what I want.
I think that's generally pretty smart.
I want 3. I like a lot of pizza shops around here. I don't know why I just call them pizza shops, but they'll do their. We like to sample what a place's sausage is like, what style they do. If you go with a pep sausage, maybe throw on a banana pepper. I think that's perfect.
It's one of the main reasons why Pizza House won Pizza Madness this year, because their sausage was so unique. They do the thinly sliced sausage, which crisps up like a pepperoni cup.
That's right. Very unique. There's a few other places that do it like that, but not many.
Not many around here. It's more of an East Coast sort of thing.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it.
Reimer, you eat a lot of meat?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. How's your bowels? You go?
Not great.
No?
Not great.
Not regular?
No.
Need some more fiber?
You ever hang around the gymnasium?
I haven't been to the gym in a minute.
It shows.
Maybe your low team against a low team.
Hey, now. That's why I played so bad on Saturday.
Hey, is the Big Ten ACC Challenge coming back? Well, the short answer is no. But Amazon last week announced it had partnered with Duke to televise three games next year on Prime Video. Now, this is not in conjunction with the ACC. This is just Duke going out and selling games. I guess they thought they had the right to sell on their own.
You'd think that you would be damn sure that you're allowed to sell these games, because this is sort of the first time that we've ever heard about this big brand college basketball team. But as far as we've known, your big branded or medium-sized college basketball programs, they are tied up into the television deals that their conferences signed up for, whether that is conference play or non-conference play. Someone has the rights to those games, or so I thought.
Well, one of those games is against Michigan, and it's at Madison Square Garden, and the Big Ten is saying, wait, you don't have the right to sell that game.
Very interesting.
Because that's our game sell.
And you know what? When I first started reading this article, the Pistons started firing, and I almost agreed with it before I read on, because they just played this game, and it was late in this most recent college basketball season. In February, it was a huge game. It was in Washington, D.C., and that was on one of the ACC's broadcast partners.
It was on ESPN.
So explain to me how, if that's I call it a home and away. I know that doesn't really add up, because one's in D.C. and one's in New York, but a two-year non-conference neutral site deal, we've done it one time, and that was on the ACC's broadcast partner. We're going to do it one more time, and Duke just gets to sell that thing off to Amazon and keep all the profits? I would imagine you've got to have the lawyers take a look at this and find out what's what.
You are assuming competence. I mean, it could just be as simple as, well, we're just going to sell it and hope that no one knows. Maybe the Big Ten is so stupid, they're not going to realize that it's theirs to sell, and we've already sold it.
Well, you'd better give the money back.
Let me tell you a little story. Tell you a little story about Young Common Man, and we used to air on this station the Dan Patrick Show. When Dan Patrick was still on ESPN, I want to say the show aired from noon
midday?
To 3?
That sounds about,
I think,
right.
That was his time slot. Anyway. Yeah.
Before my time here, when you guys had the DP show.
So me and Spielman, we had a show from noon to 1, and then we'd go away, and then Dan Patrick would come on, and then our afternoon show would start at 3. Well, the boss comes to me and says, hey, we're gonna blow out that Dan Patrick show, and we want you to host 1 to 3. So after you're done with Spielman, you're going to host 1 to 3, and it's going to be a brand new show, just you. And I said, oh, I didn't realize we could do that with our ESPN radio contract, because we're under contract to them. We have to air a certain amount of their programming.
Sure. Every contract that a station sets up could be different, but you better read that, because a lot of times the prime real estate is what they want you to be airing. Say you didn't have morning drive, they damn sure wanted you to have Mike and Mike in the morning on.
Right.
That was very important to them.
So my boss at the time said, don't you worry about that. We took care of it. I said,
all right.
Oh, okay, I guess. So we'll start in a couple weeks, and that's the end of that. So I had already had this vacation scheduled to go down to Florida with Kristen. It's before we even had the kid. And it was maybe 2 weeks into the new slot, which I normally wouldn't do.
Of course. So you were, I'm sure you were in your head about that.
I was.
Stressing out about that.
You're starting a new time slot.
Yeah.
I had already had this thing booked, and Kristen was counting on it.
Can I maybe take 2 days and the family can go?
I didn't want to leave the show that early. I wanted to have some continuity for the people that were listening from 1 to 3 now.
I totally get it.
So we've been doing it for a couple weeks. Feedback was very good. And I go down to Florida, and I'm walking around one of the outlet malls they have down in Florida, and I get a call from my boss. He says, hey, we got a call from ESPN today. we didn't tell them that we took Dan Patrick off. We just assumed they'd never find out, and we got to put him back on the air starting on Monday. So nothing you did, but your show's over.
I'm sorry.
So you never
I've heard the story before, but it's pretty fitting for what we're talking about here. If Duke can't sell this game.
You just thought that they'd never know that you yanked off Dan Patrick in essentially his home market.
Really, the guy that got yanked off, I think we know in this situation.
Well, just and
a
and
lot
again,
of yanking off.
Can I tell you
here,
something, though? And here's the thing. I was so frustrated, and outwardly, it makes me look like the loser with the audience.
Right.
I mean, I am a loser. Don't get me wrong.
I'm sorry about your new show.
Oh, it only lasted a couple weeks. You were that bad.
I'm sure things will pick up for you soon.
It was a contractual issue. My bosses are dumb. It has nothing to do with my performance. I eventually would have gotten fired. Okay? But it had nothing to do with this.
How in the hell could you think that you could pass that off?
Because there's dummies at every level.
A market like this.
I mean, they're dumb.
I understand, like, if you maybe had the spots that were promised to them, and then you were going to negotiate some kind of deal so that your show, instead of local spots, would be flushed with national ads.
That's what we did. We just took the spots we were required to air, the commercials, and we plugged them into the local programming, thinking, well, they'll be satisfied. We're running their commercials. They didn't care about that. They want the programming run.
Sure, of course, because that's in their contract.
We're still honoring our commitment to you to run the national commercials.
The commitment says you air the Dan Patrick show.
But I'm just saying, it doesn't matter the company. It can be a big, you know, conference, college sports conference. It can be a university like Duke. There's always people in the corner office that you think are smart that are really, really dumb.
It's the same thing about the Big Ten, because what were we just talking about where we didn't even realize that the conference championship game could just be sold off to somebody else?
Yeah, NBC had it.
And they just
sold it off to Fox.
To Fox, who used to have all those deals.
There's just dumb people everywhere.
Or was it...
Including talking to you right now.
Is it Fox that sold it to NBC, or was it the
other
way around?
I don't know. Jimmy Crack Corn. Rapid Fire is coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little stop and go and causing a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. And be aware of another slowdown due to an accident that's on northbound 270 at 33 on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft and Oak. Show her you see her. She carried a human for 9 months and all you did was eat the snacks. This Mother's Day, step up. Show her you see her with a push present from Ashcroft and Oak. Shop today at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Rapid fire coming up in mere moments. Timmy time, 1 hour from now. What is the subject of Timmy time today?
We're going to be going around the office seeing who does the best Darth Vader or Yoda impersonations, because it's a big Star Wars week with May the 4th being yesterday.
Today is
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
That'd be correct.
What are you making tonight?
Tonight we did have tacos and fajitas on the menu. We make them at the house, though, so we're not going to go out into the craze that is Cinco de Mayo.
What kind of fajita? You do like the chicken, or is it a steak?
I would do a chicken tonight. I would do a...
With the peppers and the onions and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Hot skillet.
Of course, Reimer, we're going to have a lot of fixins. I'm going to have red bell pepper, maybe some green pepper, some white onion, chopped up. Got a couple of, you know, different types of taco sauces that'll have hot sauces.
The fried mushrooms in the fajita.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't go the extra mile and do them at home because, you know me, I could take them or leave them with a mushroom. But if it's out there at the restaurant and they're throwing the mushrooms around in it, then yeah, bring them on.
Reimer, you ever have a chicken fajita?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It's no nacho.
No, it's no nacho.
No,
it's no nacho.
But you know what it is?
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
Teddy's off today. Rhyme time is here. Rapid fire number one.
The Cavs are in Detroit tonight, starting their series with the Pistons. Do you think the Cavs will take game one tonight?
I don't know anything about anything. However, I was talking to my good clean boy, Tyler Danberg, back there, and he's a big Cavs fan, and he is very confident about tonight in Detroit, so who am I to say he is wrong? I will say yes, Cavs take game one.
I think I'm going to say that the good clean Tyler Danberg is wrong. I think both of these teams, Detroit and Cleveland, sweated it out big time in round one, and they're definitely relieved to get through to the second round, but I think Cade Cunningham and company and the Detroit Pistons take care of biz in this game one here tonight.
Rapid fire number two.
You guys were just talking about meals for Cinco de Mayo. What is your go-to Mexican meal?
I love Tex-Mex. I love all varieties of it. I love an enchilada. I love a, you know, taco. Don't sleep on like a nice fried shrimp taco.
Yeah, shrimp tempura. Oh,
delicious.
Yeah, that is very good.
Very, very good.
But if I can just choose one, I'm going to go with a chimichanga. Whenever I go to a Mexican restaurant, if there's a chimi on the menu, chances are I'm getting it. And if they offer it with a shredded beef, ooh, baby.
And here's the secret, really good.
A lot of places will douse the chimichanga in either a cheese sauce or a salsa, which I'm not against. However, it loses the crispiness. So what I like to do is I like to order the chimi naked. All right, so there's nothing on top. And then you get the accompaniments on the side so you can dip the chimichanga into the sauces without the chimichanga going soggy.
Oh, man. I will say one thing. The whole palate in general, because it's got a lot of different seasoning blends, it can be very saucy, right? Like a lot of different salsas. You've got the salsa verde. You've got a cantina-style salsa. You've got a chunkier, like fresh salsa, like a pico de gallo.
Yeah, pico de gallo.
Where the tomatoes are a little bit chunkier. I never used to like much of that stuff as a kid. And then when I got into my 20s, late 20s, I started to love every single thing about it.
Flavor explosion.
It really is. It's a fiesta.
Has your dumb son gotten hip to the jive
yet?
No,
he's
still complaining about it.
No, he's not there yet with the Mexican food. No.
He'd rather die than go eat Mexican food.
And you know what? Every time I go out to a place like Cuco's, I wind up seeing Beam and the fam there.
Oh, Beam lives there. He's in the parking lot.
He told me about that place. It's not that close to my house, so I don't get there every week. But when I do like to go out and have a nice Mexican feast, it's usually there. A California burrito usually is the one that has the grilled steak in it, and it's just a massive burrito. Theirs gives you the rice, the refritos. Sometimes I like to sub the refried beans for black beans, I think is a great move. Cheese, lettuce, sour cream, guacamole, pico de gallo, your choice of a grilled chicken, grilled steak. I would get the steak, chipotle chicken, carnitas, barbacoa, al pastor, papas con chorizo. All that good stuff.
Ooh,
sometimes if you just douse the burrito with queso, oh, that's a good look too.
Rapid fire number three.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Ooh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Good job, Reimer.
He told him that he had AIDS, yeah. Timmy.
He told the boy,
this grown man,
that he has AIDS.
Telling you that he has
AIDS. The boy
has AIDS. The boy has AIDS.
That can't be. That didn't make any sense.
Do we have a number three, or was it just the soundbite?
I do have a third.
All right, come on.
You did it. I just have to say, hearing that in the rapid fire music now, I'm hearing it in so many different ways. Like, I'm looking for the ways that we haven't done it.
All right, so rapid fire number three is Fox and Indeed announced today that they're looking for a chief World Cup watcher that would have to watch all 104 matches for the 39-day tournament.
Sounds awful.
How much would it have to pay for you to leave this job to do that?
$15 million.
I'll do it for $1 million.
You're going to leave this job forever for $1 million to do that?
Two million? What do you want me to say Nothing. That'll make it right?
Nothing. Rapid fire number four.
Yesterday was May the 4th. Who is your favorite athlete to ever wear number four?
Jim Harbaugh. No.
Your guy. There's only Kirk one. Kirk Herbstreit.
There's only one answer here. Well, there's actually many answers.
There's a lot,
but there's only
one answers.
Right answer. And that's Lou Gehrig.
Come on, man.
Lou Gehrig's one of the best of all time. He had the Iron Man streak before Cal walked in here.
I wrote down.
Yeah, you wrote down Lou. Want to know why? Because Lou's the answer.
Lou's the man.
He had Lou Gehrig's disease. He invented that, too.
You ever heard of Lou Gehrig, Reimer?
Yes, I have.
What sport did he play?
Baseball.
What disease?
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah. You know who told him? Walker.
Walker told me I had
Lou.
My own disease.
That's right. Rapid fire number five.
When driving around, do you have a genre of music you always listen to, or do you mix it up depending on mood?
Oh, I mix it up.
Mood.
Yeah, usually on my way in, I'm either listening to an audiobook or Bishop and Friends or something. Maybe some...
something.
Rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Love that.
When I get out of here, if I had a particularly rough day like today.
Mm. Why is today rough for you? What did I do today?
It's just, you know, I got a cricky in my neck and Fishy's pissing me off and Reimer's here.
And I'm going
to cut up sound. Any of that, right? So I'm going to probably listen to some calming piano music on my way home just to decompress.
You're going to listen to some like Beethoven? Or some Bach?
I wouldn't say that
something
Beethoven
like that?
Is calming piano music, but maybe
is
a little new age.
Too dramatic?
Well, Beethoven's the heavy metal of his era.
Yeah. You know what Sarah's been getting me kind of interested in? She's telling me she keeps listening to Korn.
A little Freak on a Leash?
A little Freak on a Leash. Of course, that's the only Korn song. Go!
I like a little Korn.
I
don't do it in high doses, but I like a Korn.
Give me like a couple of those System of a Down songs. Give me Freak on a Leash. Give me a couple of Rage Against the Machine songs. The blank you, I won't do what you tell me. Like, give me some of those.
You like a Korn?
Get a little angry.
I like Korn on the Cob.
Never heard of Korn, though?
No.
The band with a K?
Nope.
No.
Something takes a part of me. You and I were meant to be. No?
Nope.
Stop it now. Disgrace.
Stop. You stop.
This radio's... You know, we already talked about this. I can't tease it. I was going to say this radio station should be embarrassed for their 3-on-3 basketball performance.
I got something for you.
What is it?
There is... I'd like to dedicate the show to a sports reporter.
Oh. A local sports reporter?
No.
Okay. I don't know anything about it. Timmy dazzles us with something coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a 30-minute slowdown if you need to use southbound 315 from Lane Avenue to Town Street, and expect another holdup due to a crash on the right shoulder of southbound 270 after 670 on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. At Fresh Time Market, $75 isn't just a grocery run. It's 8 delicious meals for a family of 4. Chicken, pork chops, fresh fruits, veggies, and breakfast. Stop by Fresh Time Market today and fill your basket with flavor, quality, and savings. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
When you saw your heating...
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The number one pizza expert. And the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy, after you do what you're going to do.
Okay.
Yep. Dedicate the show. Remind me to tell you how stupid Nicole Sheeran is.
Yes. Okay? Yes. Okay.
All right.
Let's start with this, though. So, dedicating the show to a man named Steve Simmons. Now, who is Steve Simmons? You ever heard of him? Maybe if you're a deep track hockey guy, you're not just paying attention to the Jackets here, but you're paying attention to the entire league. Maybe you're Jeff Rimmer level. You got the package. You're watching all different games in all different markets.
He's got the package.
Toronto Sun reporter. What's something that you and I will always give credit to when it comes to sports reporters, sports journalists, how they do their job? Asking tough questions.
Not acting like fanboys and fangirls, and they'd rather keep the relationship good. They want their access to be unfettered. No, they are there to hold people accountable.
And you know
what?
To
ask the tough questions.
I can't think of a better market where you would be doing that right now other than Toronto and towards the Toronto Maple Leafs. You have a heritage team. We have given them a lot of crap, and rightfully so. This was a team that when the pandemic rolled around, they tried to get cheap and not send their broadcasters on the road, even after the pandemic was done and we're already getting back to traveling and it was all completely safe. Are you kidding me? This is a team that has not won a Stanley Cup since 1967, and that was their 13th at the time. Their 13th in franchise history. They have not won now since 1967. They have not even been to a conference semifinals in over 21 years. That was the 03-04 season when they made it that far. So when you have a guy like Steve Simmons that covers the team, and you got a press conference there where Keith Pelley is going to sit up there and try to tell you how great everything is, and then they bring in a GM like John Chayka, who, if you know him from what his stint was with the Arizona Coyotes, a lot of people questioned this move, to say the least. But you have to hear...
He's a very polarizing figure.
You have to hear what this sounds like. And how Steve went at Keith Pelley.
Right. Now, first of all,
with Chayka sitting right there.
If this was someone who was a Columbus reporter, it would go something like,
you know, there's a lot of people. I mean, I'm not one of them. There's a lot of people out there that may question this this hire, but you're a genius. And what do you think?
Well, not this time.
Here's
not this clip.
How Steve Simmons asked the question.
Steve Simmons, Toronto Sun, for Keith. You talk about the due diligence that you did on John prior to hiring him and now hiring him. In the past, say, 3 to 4 days, I have been in contact with about 20 people who work in the National Hockey League, many of whom are prominent names that we would all know. And of the 20 people I spoke to, one was supportive of John's hiring, and the other 19 thought it was a sham, to be perfectly honest. Words were used like con artist, liar, salesman. How did you come to a different conclusion that I was able to come to in a very short time?
I must have talked to different people.
That's it? Because I'm telling you, the hockey world today is astounded by this announcement.
Okay.
And your response to that?
Is we've conducted due diligence, and it was deep due diligence. It was a thorough process, and I'm quite happy with where we've landed.
My God. Right? I mean, now to have the microphone on you and to create, like, you talk about a vibe that was then created in that room. Matt Sundin was up there too, if you must know.
Better if Steve Simmons didn't sound like a total goober when asking the question.
Well, you know what? If that's what you are, you sound like one, but at least
I'm just saying,
he can't help his voice. He's asking the questions and going back at him.
But if he would have started with like a, looky here, and then just went into it with confidence, there'd be nothing better. My pants would just fly right off my body.
Still good, though, right? Still as good as you're going to hear.
Like when Babcock was hired here, what was the toughest question that they got?
Did we get a, what the hell are you guys thinking?
No, of course not. Of course not.
What the hell is going on here?
And it would have been totally justified.
Right.
Excuse me, Ryan Day, you decided to go for it on fourth down and 44 in the third quarter there. What? I mean, far be it from me to question you and your football genius, but your thoughts on that?
Now, he'd never do that because he's not so stupid, but my point is, we don't have anybody with balls around here.
I'm trying to think back now to when things were very dicey with Buckeye football and all the losses to Michigan. Did Ryan not just take... He took it on the chin pretty well. Did he not?
Yeah, he did. He made no excuses.
I credit him for really taking all the questions about what, you know, what the heck were you thinking? Like, where's the offense? Where is this? And he kind of never really shied away from anything.
I'm exaggerating. Obviously, we do have reporters that will ask questions that at times are uncomfortable, but just once I'd like to hear, especially from the hockey media, somebody sit there and essentially say,
any response to the fact that you've been a walking, talking embarrassment for the past 25 years and fans would rather drink poison than come out and watch this team play? Thanks, I'll hang up and listen for my answer.
what I've been longing to hear. So that's one thing. Like it's not as if, you know, Chayka, Matt Sundin was up there or Keith Pelley. It's not as if they were presenting themselves with some kind of high and mighty tone in that particular moment, but this is a reporter that feels like he knows what the fans' interests are. And to live up there and to know how much that team means to everybody and to see how expensive tickets are to their games, even when they suck. Like, you know.
It's because people keep buying them.
They keep buying
them. A lot of stupid people around, Timmy.
They're the Maple Leafs, man.
It's a big metropolis up there.
Maybe Keith Pelley would tell you, well, where are you going to go? You know? Where
are you going to start it? Where are you going to go?
Oh, coming up, I need you to tell me why somebody that we work with is a big idiot.
Nicole Sheeran.
What did she do? Tell me coming up next. What the hell did she do now?
Nicole Sheeran sent me a text message last night, and it has me questioning our entire friendship. It really does.
Jeez.
That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a five-minute delay if you're on northbound 71 on that north side between Main Street and 11th Avenue. And be aware of another slowdown due to a crash on the right shoulder of westbound 670 at 315. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with CARE. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Jacob. In MLB action, the Guardians will continue their series against Kansas City today at 7:40. Gavin Williams will be on the mound for Cleveland. For Cincinnati, they blew a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth yesterday to the Cubs, who came out on top 5-4. They'll have another shot at Chicago today at 7:40. In the NBA, Cleveland will begin game one of their series against Detroit at 7. In some live golf news, two-time major champion John Rahm said he has multiple years left on his contract with LIV and doesn't see many ways out. LIV recently under fire as the league attempts to find new financing after Saudi Arabia's public investment fund announced it will pull its resources after this season. This update was sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty. Get a cash offer today at 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
You know what I was thinking about?
Oh, what are you thinking about?
About how, you know, we always get pissed off sometimes, or most of us do, when another birthday comes by, we're getting older, start thinking about how our glory days are past us.
Glory days.
Peak. Yeah. Peak performance is probably gone. This is not an ad. This is just a
peak male performance.
Well, you know what I mean, right?
I do. Yeah.
Your hair gets a little thinner.
I look at myself in the mirror.
Right. You look at yourself in the mirror. Hair. I got the gray hair that I want to get rid of.
I don't want you to.
I feel like I'm starting to look like Paulie Walnuts.
You ain't no Paulie Walnuts. It's a good flow. I told you. Go for the Eric Bana. And you're not even going to get that gray for 15, 20 more years.
I know.
And it's not a bad look.
But I was thinking, look, if you could drop adult you, you know, 40-something-year-old you,
yeah,
into 17-year-old you's body, like your brain, your mentality, your ability to have conversation and relate to people.
I understand the question. I don't think I'd pick 17-year-old me.
Whatever.
Because I was a little bit underdeveloped. And
my point is, you'd be unstoppable.
Oh.
The physical is just a small part of it. It's the confidence, it's the life experience, it's what you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes what you know is the ability to shut up and listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And it's just, it's rather cruel that our prime banging years for most of us,
yeah,
we're just stupid idiots walking around thinking we got it figured out, but in reality, we got nothing figured out.
I've told the story about how I lost my gig before I came here, right? And like the events that led up to it.
You were canned, but
yeah, I was canned. But the reasons for it, and you talk about like taking what you have learned through a long career. Even I know how it sounds and how it looks because of what we do on this show and the things that we do and say for 3 hours between 3 to 6. But there's a lot of thinking about things and making good decisions that takes place behind the scenes.
Don't ruin it. Don't tell them how the sausage is made.
But let's just say, you know, for what I did, I basically was trying to pick up a coworker who had just been let go. The company that I was working with was going through some turmoil. There were some acquisitions. So like the company that I went to work for that started an FM sports radio station, it was the first time, it was a locally owned company in Raleigh, North Carolina that started this. So it was a good opportunity for where I was going at the time. Full-time employment, benefits, that type of thing. I want to get in, climb the ladder. That's where I'm going to go. So a few years into it, there was another company that was already established in the market, and they had had a sports radio property. They had two signals. So our company made deals with them to bring over one of their signals. The other one was going to turn away into some other format. So then we would keep going with an FM signal and an AM signal, right? Kind of like what we have right here now, where you got the fan and then you got the fan too, and you'll put some other properties on it. But what happened was, is they brought over a lot of their employees. So a lot of people that moved and came to this place,
they're going to get rid of people.
Instantly got let
that
go.
That they feel like have redundant jobs.
Well, right, but it creates a lot of feelings in the workplace,
sure,
too.
Absolutely.
Because you become friends with people,
absolutely.
And you know these people moved from across the country to take what they thought was this great opportunity. And I get it. Life is unfair, right? It is. And so what happened to me was I was on that team that had started from the get-go, and I made friends with people that came in from the other station as well. I did my best and, you know, tried to keep my job as long as I could.
Friendly guy,
right?
Charming guy.
Trying to keep it upbeat in the office. But like anybody, when you close the door to a studio and you're talking with someone that was on the team that had started there, you're going to talk some stuff, right? Behind closed doors, you're going to talk some stuff. And so when one of my original buddies got let go, you could kind of see the writing on the wall. I sent him a message. And it was a private message. It was nothing posted on social media. It was in like an app that I sent like a private message to, and just said, "Hey, you know, don't worry about it, man. Like, this place stinks right now. It's toxic.
Trying
that
to make
type
him
of thing.
Feel better.
Trying to do anything that I could do to make him feel better.
Yeah.
Well, his phone had been turned in already, and he was like, he had set his phone to ping every single alert under the sun. It's like the guy was 75 years old. Like, it was Dom Tiberi's phone. Hey, what I got coming in from Facebook right now? I'm gonna make sure it hits my phone. Every alert went to the phone. And so when my boss saw that and like read the message and what I had said, that was it for me.
Why have I never heard this story before?
I've told you this story before.
If you did, I was passed out and not listening.
Well, that's how you are from any of my stories.
I'm just saying, I don't think I've ever heard this before.
And so, like, when you say that, the things you live and you learn, and it taught me a lot about being knocked off of a perch. And then I think when I've had struggles at times at this radio station, it teaches you a little bit about things that you have done previously in your life, things that have happened to you. When you're down in the dumps a little bit, how are you going to respond? What types of moves are you going to make after that?
And you grow.
You grow.
You know?
Because you've been through those experiences, and they're really, for people that need that advice, there's really no other way to go through that than to go through it.
Now, I'm going to take some of my life advice, and I'm going to speak to one of our friends, Nicole Sheeran from 10TV, who you can hear tomorrow, 3:30, as we do some leather jacket time with Nicole.
Coco.
I'm going to give some life advice to Nicole, and my life advice is commit yourself to a mental institution because you're out of your damn mind. So I get a little text from Nicole last night.
My mom and dad are in town.
They're always in town.
I know. And we're going to order some pizza. Where should I get it from?
Perfectly. I was going to say, it's a perfectly sane thing to say.
And
I thought, good for you.
She just wanted some advice because she knows that no one eats pizza more than me. We just had the pizza madness.
Right.
I can, of course, tell her where to get it and what to get and
maybe
whatever.
Maybe she's just wondering, like, what's good right now? Like, what have you had recently?
Absolutely.
I was at JT's this morning. Pizza of the Month, by the way. It's a lovely little chicken verde thing. So video will be up soon. Our lovely friends there.
So I'm trying to make conversation with her. I said, well, what do you normally get when you get pizza? Because I'm going to try and give her something different.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. Because there's so many fish in the sea.
I said, what do you normally get?
What do you mean?
When you order pizza, what's your go-to pizza? What do you normally get? I know where she lives. I know she lives in the Grandview area. And
you need a different voice for Coco.
But this is the voice.
I do like it, though.
Okay.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I said, when you get pizza, where do you normally get it from?
I don't think I've gotten it.
Jesus.
We've gotten what?
Pizza.
In the 2 years? You're a single woman, okay? In 2 years, you've been working at this radio station. You've never ordered pizza? Ever?
No. I do meal prep.
What is that?
I'm going to meal prep your ass. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Can you imagine?
I do meal prep? Who doesn't make meals at home? What real person doesn't make dishes at home and do some food prep and get ready for dinner that night with the fam?
If you're the healthiest person in the world, you're telling me on occasion?
What are you, Jennifer Aniston?
You don't order a pizza to the point where you don't even know who to call?
No.
I Googled pizza near me.
No. Pizza near me is wrong.
Everything's wrong.
All right.
What do you like on your pizza?
Get the gavel, Reimer. That's jail.
What do your parents like on their pizza?
I don't know.
That's not
Have
jail.
Have you ever heard of pizza before?
It's death.
I grew up in California.
Well, is California North Korea?
California Pizza Kitchen? The barbecue?
I don't know.
That's medieval times, death in the public square, where the guillotine takes 3 or 4 drops before it does the job.
Reimer, how many times? You're the most, I've never done anything person.
Reimer, never ordered pizza?
No, but even Reimer doesn't know what planet he's on. I can't believe he's actually responsible for another human life.
Me neither.
Good answer.
In your life, how many times do you think you've ordered pizza?
I mean, I just ordered pizza last week.
It's got to be like 1,000, right?
Yeah.
Like 1,000 times.
How many times have you ordered pizza then?
A million times.
I don't know. Where did I get it from? There's this place down the street called Domino's. Is that any good?
That's where you should have sent her to.
Domino's?
You send her to Domino's or pizza. If she's going to ask you a question like that, then you get sent to Little Caesars, Domino's, or pizza. And I love all three of you.
I have to do all the pizza ordering. So, I do it all the time.
Where are you going
what do you
now?
Mean you have to do the pizza ordering. Like, that's your cross to bear?
Yeah, that's what he said. The wife ain't going to do it.
Yeah, she's not going to do it. So, I'll take charge and
why,
I'll do it.
Why no do it? She won't do it?
No, she doesn't like to talk to the people.
Well, that I can relate to.
I like that.
They have this online ordering, too, sometimes.
No. It makes me think about talking to them.
I see.
I'm not doing that.
Jeremiah Smith, baby. He's driving his dream car. We're going to talk about it coming up next.
Oh, I bet it's fast.
Oh, baby, you have
I
no
bet
idea.
It's so fast, just like him. He's fast.
Yeah.
He's bad.
I bet the car can do a better job blocking a wide receiver screen, though.
Yeah.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident blocking the left lane and causing a 10-minute delay on southbound 71 at 11th Avenue. And that's on the north side. It's going to be stop and go from North Broadway. Then there's a bit of a slowdown on southbound 270 between Easton Way and 670 on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan is headed to the Memorial. Are you ready for 30 hours of live coverage? Oh, it's true, baby.
Sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. Thewaterworks.com.
The best Memorial coverage. The Fan.
Feeling strong.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for soaking rains overnight into early Wednesday across central Ohio, then turning drier on Wednesday after about 5 o'clock in the morning. Even some sunshine will come out during the day. Highs at about 59. On Thursday, sunny and dry, 59. On Friday, some sunshine early, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon, and highs at about 60 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, Timmy Time's coming up at 5:30. What's the subject of Timmy Time today, Timmy?
Well, we're going to celebrate Star Wars a little bit more. We're going to take a walk around the fan offices and see who sucks or is good at being Darth Vader or Yoda. So we'll check that out. 5:30 here. Don't miss it.
Reds crapped themselves last night against the Cubs. Same two teams again tonight. Guardians lost to the Royals. They go again tonight. Jeremiah Smith. You know him. Buckeye wide receiver. He's awesome.
Number four.
That's right.
Lou Gehrig and Jeremiah Smith.
He was at the Miami Grand Prix Formula One this past weekend. He was doing an interview where he was asked what his dream car was growing up. And he said a Lamborghini Urus.
Ooh.
Urus.
Is that how you say that the right way? I'll take your word for it. Urus.
Urus. It's the big...
It's the SUV.
It's really like the first ever... super luxury SUV.
It is beautiful.
Where it is, has all the perks of the SUV. You know, you can go to the Menards, maybe get yourself a shelving unit, put it in the back, put the seats down, and then go 200 on the way home.
I ain't putting no...
I'm just saying, you got an SUV, you may as well shop at the Menards.
I'm not putting
save big money?
Any of those white metal bracket shelves...
whatever.
...in my Urus.
Now, normally... you know, 21 or 20 year old football star talking about his dream car. He says, well, when I get to the league one day, I'm going to buy it. But he's got one already. He's got one already with a matte black finish.
Jeez.
He says, I just bought this last year or this last December. He bought it. So there you go. He also in 2025. Was posing in front of a jet black Mercedes GLE SUV when he announced an NIL deal with the Mark Wahlberg Auto Group.
Right, maybe that was just a car he got to drive for a period of time.
Well, maybe that was just his daily driver.
Sure.
You know, just, hey, here you go, here's a $90,000 luxury car. Mm-hmm. And then he was saving up for the...
for the Urus.
For the Lamborghini.
So these go, I'm looking at a 25 to 26 Lamborghini Urus, typically starts around 250K, and I'm seeing some listings that go up over 350K, depending on the model.
Mm-hmm.
They are really pretty. Have you ever been behind the wheel of a Ferrari or a Lamborghini? Have you ever thought about going to... like a mid-Ohio and doing one of those experiences? I believe they sell some things like that where you can get behind the wheel of some supercars, maybe that have, you know, automatic shifting or paddle shifting, something like that, and rip it up with one of them.
I have, I've intentionally not done that for a couple different reasons.
You'd like it too much?
That's one of those things where it's like for a long time when... the PlayStation 2 came out.
PS2.
And yes, I'm that old.
Scratching me where I itch. Right, me and some Metal Gear Solid and some Mountain Dew Code Red.
I had the original PlayStation, the OG PlayStation.
Yeah. Yeah.
PlayStation 2 came out and all my buddies were talking about, oh, PlayStation 2, you got to come play the PlayStation 2. And I said, nah, you know, you can have your PlayStation 2. I'm perfectly fine original PlayStation here.
We got Need for Speed.
No.
You
got
to get over here.
You can have that. I don't need it. I don't need all those bells
yes,
and whistles. This works just fine. Just fine. I got Crash Bandicoot over here.
Crash Bandicoot.
Whatever.
He's old news.
Whatever. Man.
That's a great reference.
And then I went to...
I haven't heard Crash Bandicoot.
And you're not going to hear it for a while either. Then I went to the Best Buy. Yep. You know, they used to have you have the games out there for you to play.
Of course.
And I purposely would walk past the PlayStation 2.
They would have the actual machine
I didn't even want to play it.
In the aisle.
I didn't want to play it because I was afraid. I was afraid that once I played it, there'd be no going back. And one day they lured me in there. And I was at the Best Buy and I'm playing the PlayStation 2. And I actually said out loud, uh-oh.
I can't
go back to what I got at home now. Are you kidding?
I mean, the graphics, it seemed, we are in that generation. I don't feel like Gen Zers can even appreciate video games. I don't think you can. And there are more gamers now than ever before. And obviously, gaming is lucrative. You know, depending on how good you are, you could be a professional Fortniter and make millions of dollars. You can get your Twitch stream and go nuts. There's tournaments you can play in, depending on the games. But we saw the whole thing evolve. I mean, I was playing John Elway's quarterback on NES, on old-fashioned Nintendo Entertainment System. It used to have like a special little glitch where you could just run around the field 100 times over. The whole formation would just chase you. And then we get to, you know, modern Madden football where the realism is just striking.
But we can't. There's lots of things we can blame on Gen Z. But we can't blame that. They don't know any better. That's like saying you and I don't know the joy of wiping our crap with a corn cob. No, we don't. We weren't forced to do that or learn that.
And you'd be right.
That's right.
Yeah, you'd be right in saying that the same way I'm right in saying this. So, I mean, we can show them some of those older video games. I don't know how many people are into playing. You know how you got in the front of the Costco or the Sam's Club every now and then? They put that multi-cade up there. I walked by that the other day, and I thought like I was going to have some nostalgia rush through me. And I grabbed it was some like old WWE game on. I don't know what it was. Like I would have been more accustomed to just a classic Pac-Man or a Donkey Kong. Maybe I can get down on that. But I rolled up to that thing and I grabbed the controller for a second. And I said, this thing really stinks. These graphics are pure trash.
There was no nostalgia?
There wasn't. And I also couldn't even understand how to get the thing back to its menu screen so I could change what the game was.
Well, you are 100.
So
it was
glitchy. Something was up with it. But since we're talking about video games, I saw something. So Reimer, you can chime in too. I don't know if you have played the college football game. I dabbled with I guess it was the first year. Are we in year three now?
I think year three. Yeah.
Okay. So last year's version, Jack had a subscription to the EA online account. So I got to play. And it was pretty good. It was fun. Like, I picked a team. I tried to pick a team other than Ohio State to go into. But I guess there is this mode, or maybe it's a mock-up of something that might be coming to a future game, if not this year's, where I saw, like, a picture of somebody. Like, you know, you can create your player, and then you can go through, like, back when it was Madden, it would be just go through, like, a career mode.
Yeah.
Get drafted, get to the team, go through it. With this, it would be like you get recruited, create your player, put your official name in there, where you're from, all that, height, weight. You can go and like do all the attributes of the guy, dual threat quarterback, prototype quarterback, that type of thing. Well, then there was this mode, and I saw a couple screenshots of it, where you're out on the town. And so like you could go and like check out High Street, and there was like a little box up there of like top activities. And they were on the street corner and Buckeye Donuts was right there. It's like going to Buckeye Donuts or, you know, go try to secure an NIL deal or something like that. So I thought that's pretty cool if they do something like that. I don't know. Is that real or is that something that might be coming to the game?
I don't know for sure because I saw like a bunch of different like angles from different campuses and stuff too. So like, I don't know. I mean, it easily could be AI generated.
It could be AI or they could do something like this.
It would really be a cool feature to the game though.
And I definitely knew that something wasn't real when I saw a Michigan version of this and it was simply titled Sharon Moore's Crash Out Quest.
I thought you were going to talk about a bestseller.
there's a Sharon Moore.
Where you're just running around with butter knives.
There's a Sharon Moore in the middle of the street and he's got butter knives in his left and right hand. And he's got his Block M garb on. It says, welcome to Ann Arbor. And he's in a residential street. It's like, oh, dear God, look out. He's coming.
No, I'm terrified that if I drive a Ferrari, then I'll wind up buying one, making a really bad financial decision, and I go home with this car, and then Kristen divorces me, and that's the end of it.
Buy a Ferrari?
Once I drive it?
Must be rich.
Put anything on credit, man.
I would go to Mid-Ohio do that.
I got a good lease payment on this.
Yeah, it's great.
It's only $9,000. It's great. How many miles can I drive
it? Let it see the light of day. I can drive it to the end of the neighborhood and then back into the garage.
That's exactly
That's it
right.
for me.
Timmy time coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle in the right lane on eastbound 70 on the west side at 71, causing some slower traffic from Mound Street. And be aware of another delay due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 670 at 315. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, it's me and Joshua Perry because Timmy has decided to go golfing at Jack's place.
Oh,
Nicole
yeah.
Sheeran. No, don't you dare take my Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, sorry.
Shut up.
All right.
Nicole Sheeran will be in here for Leather Jacket Time. No Jeff Rimmer because he's in Europe. That's all I got.
And he's gallivanting or he's cruising.
Speaking of famous number fours, Rimmer's buddy, Bobby Orr.
Yeah, that's right. Bobby Orr? So I hope Rimmer's not on a cruise ship that's going to get one of these hantaviruses.
Oh, my God.
So that thing? Oh, my God. The WHO has got their hands full.
Dead in 2 seconds. Bleed from the eyeballs?
What's the death toll up to on that boat?
I think the whole boat's gone.
All of it?
All of it.
Damn.
Cast, crew.
Shoot.
Showgirls.
What's a cruise if you don't have showgirls?
Right, exactly.
Cruise that my dad took, my mom and dad took a cruise from Argentina. I think it was where
and
this one
really
also left.
Want that boat to have it the hantavirus.
Like no. It was like a month afterwards, too. And I don't know where this one was going to, but the boat that they took a cruise from Buenos Aires, Argentina, all the way to somewhere in Spain.
Wow.
They cruised halfway around the world. They cruised the Atlantic.
Lunatics.
And my dad was so bored in the middle of the cruise. He was posting up videos on Facebook, and there were just thonged aces just jiggling around all over the place.
What did you think
just
it was going to be?
They're just dancing around on
the deck.
You're
on the high seas for a long time.
Sailing the seven seas.
No hantavirus,
What point do they start eating each other?
I mean,
when does that occur? But oh, it's not any good. I'd rather eat my own hand than some of that cruise food after 17 days.
Timmy time.
Mikey, so Timmy time this week is going to be another trip to the office. I grabbed my trusty little recorder And I went around and spoke to some of my friends because...
Can people hear it this week?
Yeah, people can hear it this week, too. We've fixed the audio issues. I thank you guys for getting back at us. There was a little mix-minus thing. I ran this past Evil Bald Colin. He said it's good to go and gave me the double thumbs up.
Dump out all the MFers and stuff in there, too?
No. No.
Timmy pulls me in.
A lot of cussing. A lot of fighting. A
couple weeks back. Wants me to listen to something that he put together for the air. And so I'm in there. We're listening to it. And just clear as day, Timmy drops a mother effer.
Did I say it or did somebody else say it?
You said it.
I said it.
And it wasn't edited out of the thing. And thank God he played it for me in there. It would have gone over the air. We'd all be dead.
I was going to review it with you or without you.
I think you were.
No?
I think we all would have been dead.
Well, maybe that would have just been better.
Did you take all the MFers out of this one?
We took all the MFers out of it. Okay. So without further ado, we're looking for a couple of things here. It started off as like, could everybody just do their, do a Chewy? I said, forget about that when I can actually print out actual quotes from all the different Star Wars movies and see who could produce the best Darth Vader. And then who maybe could produce the best Yodas. So you're going to hear from a lot of different fan personalities. Timmy time. Today we're in the office trying to figure out who's got the best Darth Vader or Yoda impersonation. Let's start with a guy fit for the dark side, Evil Bald Colin.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker, but you are not a Jedi yet.
My God, that was terrible. Now give me your Yoda.
Fear is a path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate leads to suffering.
Good, clean Tyler Danberg has never seen a movie. How have you never seen a Star Wars?
I don't know. I just never did.
Line number 4 right there.
Just for once, let me look on you with my own eyes.
When you look at the dark side, careful you must be, for the dark side looks back.
That's really good. All right, now I need a Chewbacca impersonation. We go to the loose cannon.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
How about some Matty Ice?
Luke, I am your father.
No!
That wasn't good.
Rothman time. No Darth?
I can probably give you an Obi-Wan.
You can give me an Obi-Wan? An off-the-cuff Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I haven't heard for a long time. A long time.
Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time. A long time.
All right, we got Cal here. Cal's giving us the famous Darth Vader line. Go ahead, buddy.
Luke, I am your father.
And no pants, Ryan Baker.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker, but you are not a Jedi yet.
I like the breathing. That's good.
I don't even know if I can read this in... I don't know if I can read this in my own voice. Hard to see. The dark side is.
What about it?
Trying to sound Irish. Yoda was Irish all of a sudden.
The last accent you gave me was Irish. You were fine at that one. How about the Chewbacca? Pretty good. It's like Danberg level.
Before.
It's good. Dear God! We got 10 TV legend Dom Tiberi. He's not hanging with Bigfoot right now.
You don't know the power of the dark side. I must obey my master.
It's not bad. That's not bad. That's kind of right. That's right there in the middle of what I've heard so far. Give me some Yoda right there.
And yes, anger, fear, aggression, the dark side, are they?
Why do you sound like a Joe Pesci version of Yoda?
I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
I don't know. I reached puberty.
Hey, how you doing? Anger, fear, aggression.
I'm trying to go down there, but I apparently reached puberty. And Yoda has not.
The biggest Star Wars fan we got. Bone will have to fight him for the honor. Eric Reeser. What's the best one?
My favorite's Andor. If we're going movies, it's Rogue One or Empire Strikes Back.
I've seen Rogue One. I liked it. Andor, I don't know.
Yeah, Andor.
Is that dude from Rogue One?
Yes. So it's an offshoot of what they did before getting to Scarif, if that makes sense. So the planet that gets blown up at the end of Rogue One, Andor's the build up to that.
There are people that understand what you're saying.
There are probably people that have no idea what the hell I'm saying.
What the hell is she talking about?
Be careful not to choke on your aspirations, Director.
That's good. You even went with the Director.
Yeah, it's good. Great inflection.
Now, Yodes.
Powerful you have become. The dark side I sense in you.
All right, that's not bad. Reeser,
that's a 5 out of 10 on the Yoda.
And last but not least, our production guy, Bob Taylor.
Ooh, that was spit.
That's pretty...
A little spitty there. Should I have a Tic Tac first? Okay, now Yoda.
You didn't even do a Vader. I did just breathe.
I can't talk like that.
I have to speak.
I have to eat so I can take my back pill.
This is CNN.
Jesus, that's James Earl Jones.
Oh,
that's who. Darth.
Yes, but Vader.
This is CNN. May the Force be with you. I find your lack of faith disturbing. The Force is with you, young Skywalker. But
all right, that's enough of that. Give me your...
Oh, I was just getting...
You're just reading all of them. Give me your Yoda.
Lines?
Give me your Yoda.
Are these the Yoda lines?
Those are the Yoda lines. See how it says Yoda quotes?
Anger, fear, aggression. The dark side they are. Are they? Powerful you have become. The dark side I sense in you.
That's pretty good, Bob.
Thank you. I watched my Star Wars.
Was that the very first one in the theater?
It sounded like you almost kept the Yoda going after you were done doing the Yoda impression.
That happens sometimes.
That's Kermit. Good at Yoda, you are.
That's Kermit the Frog, too.
Hi, all. This is Kermit the Frog.
Thank you. I do.
Ooh, you have a good Yoda.
All right, so there we go. Everybody in the office, you heard some Vaders, you heard your Yodas.
Dom Tiberi's
thoughts?
Yoda as Joe Pesci.
I like
a used car salesman.
Aggression.
They all sound like versions. The Yodas all sound like versions of my Jack Nicklaus.
A little bit.
Yeah. Media day tomorrow. You will play. If it doesn't get rained out.
Why you gotta say that, Yoda Jack?
God, can I tell you something?
What?
You're gonna be sitting in that clubhouse tomorrow.
No,
buckets of rain gonna be pouring down.
No. The good Lord would never disturb
and
the greatest game of my life.
I'm gonna be laughing.
You will.
Laughing.
Oh, that's mean.
Thank you, Timmy.
Man. Oh, you're welcome.
All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a 10-minute delay on westbound 270 going from 161 to Cleveland Avenue on the north outer belt. You're also looking at a 10-minute slowdown if you're on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
I don't want to hear anything about high school recruiting anymore.
No, I don't either.
Shut the F up about that. I don't give two bleeps about boobs, boobs. Oh, stop with the boobs.
Mornings on the Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Austin and Berm with you tonight. If you think they're going to be talking some Buckeye football, then you'd be correct.
That is correct.
Almost all Buckeye football all the time with those two guys.
That's right. That's their wheelhouse.
That's what you're paying for.
They know what they're specializing in.
They know what they're doing. They know what they got going on. Here today, we just did a little bit of a celebration of Star Wars. Went around the office, tried to figure out who had the best Vader.
Even though Star Wars Day
who had the best Yoda.
It was yesterday.
Well, they're still pumping up a new Mandalorian movie that's coming out. Right. So we're still getting ready for that. And this franchise has made over $10 billion. It's probably the most successful franchise series in existence. From George Lucas's mind to the film to toys to everything else to TV shows. Hit series now on Disney Plus.
Thanks for telling me about Star Wars, Timmy.
You're welcome, Mike. Now, I did do something else with another guy here in the building. If you would like to play that.
Does this need to be set up?
For one more minute. I do the setting up there. It's basically, I'm going to take our shot at acting right here. So, you know, you used to do, radio used to be the only form of entertainment before there was TV. So we'd have to conduct our shows on the radio. You had the Green Hornet, all this stuff, voice
Master
acting.
Master Thespians.
All of that. There you go. So myself and Adam King, we took a stab at a famous scene.
All right, television's Adam King is here. So now we have two thespians, not just one. We're going to act out the end scene when Vader reveals to Luke that he is his father. All right, you begin. Television's Adam King, you start.
Luke, you do not yet realize the importance. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me and I will complete your training. With your combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
No! No! That's not true. That's impossible.
Such a feelings. You know it to be true.
Let me tell you something right now.
And scene.
Let me tell you something right now. Both of you should be ashamed of yourself. You've taken classic cinema. I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan in the world, but even I know that scene, okay? You made Mark Hamill into just a big, giant goober with your portrayal. And Adam King's Vader could be the most terrifying thing I've ever heard. I'm going to have nightmares about that.
It's a little too muffled.
Sounds like a serial killer.
Luke, I am your father.
Like, it's a little too much.
I think that's just awful.
Reimer, what'd you think about it? Do anything for you?
I thought it was okay. I thought it was all right.
Well, I guess sometimes you're just not as good as you think you are.
Is there anything that excites you that's not North Carolina basketball?
I'm not a huge Star Wars guy.
I know,
either.
But just like anything. Like, if you won Mega Millions right now,
I would be excited about that.
He'd buy into North Carolina basketball.
Yeah, it's all right.
You'd become their biggest donor, wouldn't you?
Yeah, most likely. Or Ohio State, too.
If you won, because we talked about this before, let's say we get over like $1 billion. Let's say you get $700 million as the cash payout taxes. Ooh, I mean, you're just
baby
ridiculous rich. How much money is going to North Carolina basketball on an annual basis? For how long?
I don't know.
You're going to make sure that they've got the highest paid roster in hoops, right?
I want to do things for myself, too.
But what are we talking about?
You got $700
million. $700
million
after the taxes. Do stuff for yourself.
I don't think he's going to do anything. Well, I'd round up at the concession stand.
I would. I'd round up. No, I wouldn't be rounding up because I'd make sure Buckeye men's basketball has everything they need. They say that the going rate for a championship team is in the $10 million range. Done. Here's $10 million. Let's go win a championship. And I expect my name to be on lots of things.
Actually, I'd blow it out of the water. If I had that type of money, what do you need, 10? Make it 20. Here's $20 million.
I'd actually build the new arena. That's what I would do. I'd have to retake the survey and say, don't worry about it. I got you covered.
Yeah, but would they actually do it?
And that wouldn't cover the cost.
Yorkie, just stay in the Schottenstein Center.
We're not staying.
Well, actually, we've done some good work to it.
I
think I'd come to Buckeye basketball first with it.
That's North Carolina basketball?
That's good of you. You're here in Ohio.
Yeah, and I want to see.
You've never even been to North Carolina.
I want to see. Yes, I have. I want to see Ohio State basketball back to what it was in the early 2000s, 2010s.
Right. First of all, bless your heart.
Bless
you. But I know you're full of... You're sitting there with a North Carolina sweatshirt on right now.
I was just telling them out there I'm going to get a Nebraska ball t-shirt because I love Nebraska ball this year.
No. Why?
Can I not get a Billikens t-shirt either?
Yes, that's fine.
Why not Nebraska ball?
Big Ten.
It just says Nebraska ball.
Direct conflict with the Buckeyes. Mm.
I also have an Arkansas opponent. Shirt.
It's got no affection. It's got nothing to do with the Buckeyes. I don't care about Arkansas.
Okay.
Why do you have an Arkansas shirt?
Big-time college hoops,
though. I got
it
while we were down in Florida at a shop. I just went out.
So, hey, you're down in Florida, let me get an Arkansas shirt. That makes sense.
You big Nolan Richardson fan? What's the matter with you? You're celebrating that 1994 championship?
Nolan alive? Nolan Richardson?
I'm going to say yes.
He had some acne scars, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, Mike. Yeah. Ed Cooley's got a little... You know, bald spot on his head, too.
All right.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
So we just saw some things. We're seeing things almost on the daily about LIV Golf. So they have hired an investment bank in a bid to survive past 2026.
They're
not
surviving.
What reputable bank is going to want to buy into that or front them money? But I did see this. At the same time, John Rahm is saying that he can't get out of his LIV Golf contract that he signed off for. I'm saying, hello.
When they can't pay you.
Yeah, when you don't have a tour anymore, then those contracts will dissolve. It's just going to be about what are the extreme penalties that the PGA Tour is going to want to make you pay. But did you see this? So apparently John Rahm is already free now for the 2027 Ryder Cup because he struck a deal with the DP World Tour. So that could be the way, and this has been talked about by a lot of golf analysts. If you want to go by way of the DP World Tour and play your way back up to the big tour in the States here, the PGA Tour, or if you want to maybe go the Corn Ferry Tour route and then have to earn your way back in that way. I mean, most of these guys that are good enough
that
are
imagine these guys playing
good
in the Corn Ferry, though? Come on now.
The DP World Tour, though, that's an interesting one, and I do appreciate what a guy like Rory McIlroy has always done. Because he came up on that circuit. He is a European, and he likes to play in a lot of those events to help bolster up that tour and also change more wins. He wants to go after some records that exist over there, so I understand that. But John Rahm seems to have started to square things away with the DP World Tour.
Hey, have fun golfing tomorrow.
I will.
I'll hold down the fort with Joshua Perry until you come back on Thursday. So me and JP tomorrow. And if it's raining all day long, don't you dare think about coming back in here. Don't you take JP's spot.
Why would I take his shift?
Don't you take his shift.
He's already committed.
His chances are he's going
to
be very, very good, and you won't be welcome back on Thursday. You can go straight to hell.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'll take my golf clubs.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident on the left shoulder of southbound 71 at North Broadway on the north side, causing some holds up there. And you're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 315 going from Lane Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.